Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, First Dates was back on our screens last night and we got to see what happens when a spicy Mexican combines with prime Irish beef after a Guinness. Thanks be to God, it was a fun date rather than a trip to the Jacks. Leon and Daniel are here with me now. How's it going?
Good, good.
You're a little bit worse for wear, let's be honest.
I'm over today now,
A little bit. Now, people, back to the Guinness. Just, I need to touch on this for a second because people usually get cocktails at a bar on a date, but you both went for the pint of Guinness. Now, how did you rate the pint out of 10?
Wasn't great now, I'd say about it. Two or three out of ten, to be honest.
I can't even remember.
Oh no!
That I was drinking Guinness. It was just like a reflect.
Watching at this point, going, oh, okay, I did drink that. Leon, tell us. Can we start with your gran for a second? Yeah. Because tell us about your relationship with your gran, because she sounds deadly. I have a little clip, and she's going to play. Have a listen to this.
She goes to the pub every Wednesday night and has a couple of drinks. So I'll drop her down and collect her and her friends. So they go till 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What's in the cat's in the kitten. That's all I'll say. Yeah, I have a great relationship with Granny. My mum was young when she had me, so Granny used to take care of me when Mum went to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, so she's kind of like a second mum rather than a granny. All my aunts and uncles were kind of young as well when I was growing up. So,
what did she think of you on the show?
She was like, oh, why are you putting yourself out there making a EG to yourself on TV, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a typical granny stance on it, you know? But I haven't seen her yet. Now she was asleep before I left the house.
So you need to get the full rundown later.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, she won't watch herself. She won't be getting those lifts. Daniel, you've been in Ireland for 10 years and claim to love the weather.
Yes.
How bad is the weather in Mexico?
No, it's just too hot for me because I'm very hot.
You are. You're hot enough. You're hot enough.
I'm hot enough. So
you do. You actually enjoy, cool down. Okay.
Yes.
But I do
love it. It helps, as I said in the show, it helps with my songs, with the very sad songs. Mm-hmm. No more sad songs right now, but you know, when we broke up or everything. Yeah. Leo has his own song now. No, yeah.
Come here. Your part of Mexico has a big Irish festival.
Yes. Tell us
about that. Is that good crack?
Yeah, it is actually. It's actually in my state, and my father always participate in this big festival. He always send me pictures because, you know, like he loves Ireland as well. So it's like a big thing there, to be honest. Like, but I never really thought about it, like, in a deep sense. I didn't know that was, like, Ireland or, you know, until I moved here. I was like, oh, my God, yes. Like, since I was a kid, I learned that, but no.
So what happens
in a sense, I guess.
What happens at this festival? Is it just lots of pints and drinking and dancing and
singing? No. It's actually, like, all the military, Mexican military, go there and pay respect for all the soldiers that die. Like, it's a, like, the government does this, like, in a massive way. And then it's like runs as a race, like a food trucks. Like, it's a big thing. And it's very lovely. And it's very nice, yeah.
Did it take a while to get used to living here? Was it a culture shock or no?
Yes, more when I start dating.
Really?
Because I was like, we are very similar kind of in some other
country,
things.
Like there's
but I'll say you guys are a little bit slow.
Yes,
you know,
we
like,
are
and
slow.
We are on fire. So we're like, oh yeah, come on, let's do this and do that. Yeah. But in general, like Irish people have opened their arms to me. So I have only love for you guys. So yeah,
I love this
country. 11 now.
11 now.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. You were both on for meeting again, but it didn't happen. Lads, come on.
Tell us about that.
Tell us about that, Leon. What happened?
I'm not sure really. I don't know. I always said I kind of know when I know. Do you know what I mean?
Are you putting too much pressure on it? Like, it's just a date, Leon.
Yeah, yeah, I know
you could just go on a little second date. You know, it's just nothing, right? It's
a cheeky pint.
A little cheeky pint in somewhere decent that you get a 7, at least an 8 out of 10 pint. But Leon, you were looking for something long term. How does that go down with daters?
I suppose you just lay all your cards on the table on the outset. Some people like it, some people don't. So, but like I said, like I always kind of said, I'll know when I know.
You just said that to me a minute ago. Now I'm no relationship therapist. Okay, I'm not, but I have a relationship therapist, and I listen to her an awful lot. Do you think you're putting too much pressure? I mean, just do another date and see how it goes.
That's what I said.
Is that what you're? Yeah, you know what I mean. Just very relaxed as friends. No pressure. But we haven't had a happy. We've had one couple that have, you know, seen it through and saw each other again. So I would love another a little one. But let's go back to the dating. It didn't end in love. And let's hear a clip about, you know, Dublin dating. You did mention it on the show.
So have you found like Dublin dating scene then?
It has been quite a chit show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I agree with you there. Absolutely.
I love your Irish phrases.
Thank you. It's been
a shit show. Let's be honest, it is. Tell me, what is the dating world like out there for you guys? What's it like? Is that why you did the show? Because you're like, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, you go on the apps and yeah, they're brutal. Mm-hmm.
Cruel sometimes.
Very cruel. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you get all sorts of messages. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I said I'd just try something new. It was actually a guy I used to play rugby with said, oh, Leon, you'd be deadly on this. Give it a go. So I was like, all right, okay. So yeah, just signed up and went from there. So it was something different.
Any regrets?
No, I don't actually. No regrets. No, it was great fun.
And what about yourself? How?
I play rugby too.
how are you getting on? I mean, so when you do something like that, putting yourself out there, and you know, you're quite vulnerable and people are watching, your family are watching how you date and everything, you know, it's quite a scary thing. But after doing something like that, does it make you go for it a little bit more in the dating world? Because you're like, well, I've done that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I can definitely take more risks when in the
dating
world.
Yes.
Safe,
and I have an advantage, I guess, because my family doesn't understand any English, so they watched the clips and they were like, oh, okay, good, you look nice. Yes, thank you. But the dating has definitely changed. And
change your mindset a little bit?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I try to level myself with the Irish. If I want to date an Irish, obviously. Well, I'm dating an Irish right now.
Oh, are you? Yes. You're dating an Irish right now? Fair play to you.
So, but yeah.
Did you have to calm down a little bit?
Yes, definitely. To be in the same, you know, channel. So, yeah. And it has been great. You know, like, you learn a lot from that show.
Yeah, well, good on you. One thing on the show, the bill always cracks me up and people not wanting to pay, but you two nearly had a scrap about the bill. Let's have a listen.
I guess this is a check, no?
I'll grab this.
No.
No, absolutely, I'll grab this.
No.
You can get the next one.
No, we got half then.
No, I'll grab this, honestly.
No.
Seriously.
I really love you.
No, you won't.
I'll find you. I have some friends.
I had to grab it.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think he was impressed, but had to be done.
Somebody said you're like Mrs. Doyle and Father Ted. You know when they go out and shoot, they have that massive scrap over the bill with her pal. You're such a gent, Leon. You insisted, and you're such a gent as well because you insisted also. It was so lovely. You definitely had fun. You had a lovely connection. Wasn't meant to be, unfortunately. But I'm delighted you did it because you're both gents on the date.
Fun.
I have to
say,
you came across really, really well. Leon and Daniel, thanks for coming in today, and fair play for putting yourself out there for love. And, you know, to make your nanny proud. There's going to be more First Daters next Thursday, 9:35. And there will be more from me after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.